Thomas stared in horror at the monstrous thing making its way down the long corridor of the maze. It looked like an experiment gone terribly wrong. Something from a nightmare. Part animal, part machine. The Griever rolled and clicked along the stone pathway. Its body resembled a gigantic slug, sparsely covered in hair and glistening with slime, grotesquely pulsating in and out as it breathed. It had no distinguishable head or tail, but front to end, it was at least 2 meters long, a meter thick. Every 10 to 15 seconds, sharp metal spikes popped through its bulbous flesh, and the whole creature abruptly curled into a ball and spun forward. Then it would settle, seeming to gather its bearings, the spikes receding back through the moist skin with a sick slurping sound. It did this over and over, travelling just a meter or so at a time. But hair and spikes were not the only things protruding from the Griever's body. Several randomly placed mechanical arms stuck out here and there, each one for a different purpose. A few had bright lights attached to them. Others had long, menacing needles. One had a 3-fingered claw that clasped and unclasped for no apparent reason. When the creature rolled, those arms folded and maneuvered to avoid being crushed. Thomas wondered what, or who, could create such frightening, disgusting creatures.